Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins with President's address to joint sitting of both houses. President Draupadi Murmu says amidst global instability, India is setting an example by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that budget session will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tables Economic Survey 2024-25 in Parliament. Union budget to be presented tomorrow. Two terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Poonch district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and England to be played in Pune this evening. President Draupadi Murmu has said that amidst global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. The president said this while addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. She expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will definitely witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047.
मेरी सरकार के एक दशक के कार्यकाल ने विकसित भारत की यात्रा को नई ऊर्जा दी है विकसित भारत के विजन में जन भागीदारी का सामूहिक सामर्थ्य है देश की आर्थिक उन्नति का रोड मैप है डिजिटल क्रांति के रूप में टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत है और आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आधार भी है
The president said her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform.
भारत की विकास यात्रा के इस अमृतकाल को आज मेरी सरकार अभूतपूर्व उपलब्धियों के माध्यम से नई ऊर्जा दे रही है तीसरे कार्यकाल में तीन गुना तेज गति से काम हो रहा है आज देश बड़े निर्णयों और नीतियों को असाधारण गति से लागू होते देख रहा है और इन निर्णयों में देश की गरीब मध्यम वर्ग युवा महिलाओं किसानों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता मिली
President Murmu said the capital expenditure budget witnessed a record allocation of 11 lakh crore rupees, which was only 2 lakh crore rupees 10 years ago. Highlighting the steps taken for building a robust infrastructure in the country, she said the country is moving forward from make in India to make for the world, which is creating employment opportunities. She said the government has sanctioned 70,000 crore rupees to connect 25,000 habitations under the fourth phase of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. She said massive work has been done to extend the metro network in the country, which has crossed the 1,000-kilometer milestone. She said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link project has been completed and now the country will be connected by railway line from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. She said the government is working to develop a modern and self-reliant agricultural system with a focus on doubling the income of farmers and giving appropriate rates to farm produce. She said the government has started Mission Mausam with the outlay of 2,000 crore rupees to make the country weather ready and climate smart. She said 41,000 crore rupees has been disbursed to farmers in recent months under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. The president said the government has taken historic steps to protect the country's borders and ensure internal security. She said development of the border areas of the country is an important part of the nation's strategy, along with protecting the borders. She said the government has also made swift progress on critical issues like One Nation, One Election and the Waqf Act Amendment.
देश में अब 71,000 वंदे भारत अमृत भारत और नमो भारत ट्रेन चल रही है जिनमें पिछले 6 माह में ही 17 नए वंदे भारत और एक नमो भारत ट्रेन को जोड़ा गया है वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन और वाकफ अधिनियम संशोधन जैसे कई महत्वपूर्ण विषय पर भी सरकार ने तेज गति से कदम आगे बढ़ाए
Now we go over live to our correspondent Ishwak Shah in Parliament. Ishwak, what were the major highlights of the President's speech in Parliament today?
Yeah, Valsa. Actually, the speech was holistic in terms of representation of government's achievements in the past years and how it's functioning in the country. The president highlighted the unprecedented growth and development of the country and also made a special mention of how the CAPEX budget has increased from 2 lakh crores to rupees 11 lakh crore rupees. She also made a mention of increased network of road and railway links across the country and also defined the schemes that are benefiting the farmers, senior citizens, tribals and the, in the housing sector and education. She also talked about the robust digital infrastructure and how the country is increasing the cyber footprint and also about cyber security measures that her government has taken in the past many years. And also she talked about the achievements of Indian athletes at the Olympics, Paralympics, and how actually government is facilitating through different schemes and programs the athletes and sportsmen of the country, and also talked about the diversified and the rich culture of India by means of how it is highlighted in the festivals like Mahakumbh and other culturally diversified festivals and programs.
Thank you, Ishwak, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Vikasit Bharat.
मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत का जो संकल्प देश ने लिया है ये बजट एक नया विश्वास पैदा करेगा नई ऊर्जा देगा कि देश जब आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब विकसित होकर रहेगा 140 करोड़ देशवासी अपने सामूहिक प्रयास से इस संकल्प को परिपूर्ण करेंगे.
Mr. Modi said the people have given his government the responsibility for the third time to run the country, and this will be the first complete budget of this term. Mr. Modi said it is a matter of great pride that India has completed 75 years as a democratic nation and has established itself well on the global pedestal. The Prime Minister said, as always, this session will have many historic days and there will be many discussions in the House. Mr. Modi said, with extensive brainstorming, laws will be made that will work to strengthen the nation. The Prime Minister said to re-establish the pride of Nari Shakti to ensure that every woman gets a respectable life, free from the differences of caste and creed, and gets equal rights. Many important decisions will be taken in this session. Speaking on the mantra of reform, perform and transform, Mr. Modi said, when the pace of development has to be achieved, the maximum emphasis should be on reform. The state and central government have to perform together, and the country can see transformation through public participation.
इस सत्र में कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए जाएंगे रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म जब विकास की तेज गति को प्राप्त करना होता है तो सबसे ज्यादा बल रिफॉर्म पर रहता है राज्य और केंद्र सरकार ने मिलकर के परफॉर्म करना होता है और जन भागीदारी से हम ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन देख सकते हैं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the economic survey in Parliament today. The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. It is prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. More from our correspondent.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13 February. February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Budget 2025-26.
Tune in to Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on the Union Budget 2025-26.
In-depth analysis by experts.
Special budget bulletins.
Reaction on the budget.
And exclusive interviews.
Tune into Akashwani Gold Channel, 100.1 MHz and other frequencies.
From 10:10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of February.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the nation cannot prosper without the contribution of half of humanity. Addressing the Foundation Day celebrations of the National Commission for Women in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said the country for the first time gave a constitutional prescription for one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislatures. He said women are breaking every glass ceiling and they are in combat positions in the defense forces. The vice president said now all around there is an ecosystem that is affirmative for them. He said women have tasted development and the women of the country at the moment are most aspirational. Mr. Dhankar said gender justice in the country is much beyond legal framework or constitutionalism.
Gender justice is much beyond legal framework or constitutionalism. It is embodied in our ancient scriptures. But what I see and a great challenge which is not noticed, subtle discrimination. Discrimination which is refined at workplace, in politics or otherwise. I would expect the commission to brainstorm, generate a national crime that this subtle discrimination gets resonance.
As only 4 days are left for campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls, the city is heated up with roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. All political parties, senior political leaders, star campaigners and candidates are not leaving any stone unturned to reach the voters. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is going to address a public meeting in the Dwarka area this evening. Other BJP leaders including Union Minister Nitin Gadkari, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary among others will address voters in the city. While Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal, senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and party MP Sanjay Singh are scheduled to address public meetings in different constituencies. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address a rally in the Madhepur area, while party MP Priyanka Gandhi will hold a road show and a rally in Nangloi and Mustafabad. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Poonch district. Alert army troops also foiled an infiltration attempt by a group of heavily armed terrorists along the line of control in Kari Karmara area of Gulpur sector in Poonch district yesterday. In men's cricket, India will face England in the 4th T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, the semi-final match between India and England is underway at the Bayumas Oval in Kuala Lumpur. India was 67 for 1 in 9.3 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat first, England has set a target of 114 runs after scoring 113 runs at a loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins with President's address to joint sitting of both houses. President Draupadi Murmu says, amidst global instability, India is setting an example by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that budget session will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tables the Economic Survey 2024-25 in Parliament. Union budget to be presented tomorrow. Two terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Poonch district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and England to be played in Pune this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.